I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Today's podcast of Watch It Happens Live with Andy Cohen is presented by Samsung and the new Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus.
A phone as powerful, intelligent, and intuitive as you are.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She can weigh in on the quality of your blouse, and she played the woman who could see Russia from her house. It's Watch What Happens Live with Diane von Furstenberg and Julianne Moore now. What Happens Live. I am your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse with two women who are so remarkable that my mom texted me before the show and said, don't mess this up, for real. My first guest is a fashion icon and the founder of the DVF Awards, which honor and provide grants to women who have displayed leadership, strength, and courage in their commitment to their causes. Please welcome back my friend, Diane von Furstenberg. Gloria Bell hits theaters in New York and L.A. tomorrow. Say hi to Emmy, Oscar, and Golden Globe winner Julianne Moore. Hi, Julianne. Julianne, I mean, let's get you on stage, get your Tony. Let's get you to record a book on tape, get your Grammy. Maybe DVF's last book you could re-record.
I could re-record
yes.
that.
No, I have to do it in my own
time. Oh, yeah, no, that's
she's
true.
She's going to get...
Over at the bar, she was an honoree at last year's DVF Awards. It's the founder of Sequence, the fashion brand with a social mission. Hi, Ariella Suster. Great to see you. I'm so glad you're here. When are the awards?
April 11th.
Very good. I'm ready for them to be televised, by the way.
Well, you'll be able to see it
online.
On YouTube.
Good. How long have the two of you known? I'm assuming that the two of you have known each other a long time.
A long time.
Yes.
But never, maybe not enough, but enough to meet the husband and the children.
Okay.
That's right.
All right, good. Yeah. I like it. Well, your questions for Diane and Julianne are coming in. But before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, Julianne Moore is so captivating and talented that I'd feel smitten just watching her for the next several minutes. Okay, my producers are telling me this is weird, so I'm going to ask some real questions instead. Here's the, Julianne, I just have questions about your career.
Okay,
so I just want to go back into your movie archive here. Hannibal was known for a difficult pre-production period where Jonathan Demme and Jodie Foster declined to be part of the sequel to Silence of the Lambs. Right. What was the most difficult part of stepping into the role that Julianne Moore won the Oscar for?
You mean that
Jodie Foster
won
the Oscar
for?
Yeah, sorry. Yes.
What was the most difficult part? Well, I think that everybody wanted to see Jodie.
No.
I think that
but
was
then
it,
you
that
made
was
it your, I mean, song. But then you, yeah.
Yeah.
You starred in the Mockingjay films in the Hunger Games franchise. Some people thought it was unnecessary to split into two films. What was your opinion on that matter?
I think they just wanted to make more money.
Right.
Yeah.
And they did.
And they did. They really
did. But by the way, they
yeah.
hold up.
I know.
I mean,
right?
I was watching
they're
them
good.
Recently.
Yeah.
You starred as Sarah Palin in the TV movie Game Change in 2012. Honest opinion of her today, and do you think she'll run for office?
Oh God, no. I don't think she'll run for office. I think that was the end of the road for her.
You starred in the critically acclaimed movie The Big Lebowski in 98, which was directed by the Coen brothers. When it first came out, the reviews said it lacked some plot direction. It's been 20 years. The movie has such a cult following. When you look back, do you think the film didn't get as much credit as it deserved?
It tanked. It tanked when it first came out. I remember that because we all went to the premiere and we were so excited, and the next day there reviews came out and they said it was terrible. We were like, this is great. We
right.
love this movie. And then it kind of, you know.
Is it true that your character in The Fugitive was supposed to be a love interest for Harrison Ford's character?
Yes.
And what happened?
2 weeks. So I tested for that movie with Harrison Ford. It was a really big deal. I got the part. She was supposed to like meet him in the hospital and then be his love interest the rest of the movie. And 2 weeks before we shot, they decided that she wouldn't be. It would be weird if he had like this girl on the run with him when his wife had just died.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, you think maybe they were right. But I ended up with a tiny part instead of a big part, which was heartbreaking.
Everything worked out in the end.
Thank
you very much, Julianne Moore. Second, as highlighted in the DVF Awards, Diane von Furstenberg has made it a mission to celebrate and empower women all over the globe. So I hope she wouldn't mind taking a moment to empower some women a bit closer, say within a 15-foot radius from me. Here's what it's time for, Success by DVF. DVF, my female staffers have some questions about how to be a strong, modern woman. Okay? You ready? Okay. What is the most important and impactful outfit to wear on a job interview?
Something that makes you feel comfortable, strong, beautiful, but in a slightly but not too subtle way.
I am 35 and considering Botox and fillers, yay or nay?
Oh, I'm not the Botox fillers or any of that, but I'm the exception.
But what?
Well, I don't know. That's just me.
Right. How much is too much skin to show in the workplace when it comes to style?
Well, you know, style is about being yourself.
Right.
So whatever feels right is, that's your style.
If a woman is assertive in the workplace, she's often labeled as bossy, a bitch, or uppity. As a woman, how do I change the narrative?
It's okay to be bossy.
Yes,
yeah.
It's okay to be bossy. Okay. Yes.
And it's nice, a boss lady. I'm all for that.
Rules about women crying in the workplace.
Women shouldn't cry at all.
Women should not cry at all.
Well, no, people should cry, but I mean, it's not such a big stigma. If they want to cry, they cry. But for sure, they should not be needy.
Don't be needy. Yeah. Can a woman still be professional and yet still dress sexy at work?
But you've asked this 400 times in different rooms.
No, I asked about the skin.
Yeah.
I asked about showing skin.
I mean,
skin.
It's all about the same thing. Is
okay.
that, can I just
all right.
say
okay.
Can
well,
I
so
just
she answered it, you guys. All right, thank you.
The new Galaxy S10 Plus phone from Samsung is an intuitive super phone with a ridiculously powerful camera and battery.
To prove just how epic this phone is, Anthony, our producer, is shooting behind-the-scenes footage with it all month long. Check out our Watch What Happens Live Instagram stories every night this month to see the incredible results.
You'll see that the new Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus captures images that will make you feel like you're right here with us in the clubhouse behind the scenes with Andy and his guests.
With the Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus, Anthony takes his photo skills to the next level. He'll get gorgeous pro-level photos and videos. The Galaxy S10 Plus's camera hardware automates dozens of functions intelligently and applies settings to create incredible, true-to-life images.
Plus, the Galaxy S10 Plus has an intelligent battery that lets you go longer and share power wirelessly with other wireless charging enabled devices. Wireless PowerShare can boost energy to other devices just by placing them on the back of the Galaxy S10 Plus.
The new Galaxy S10 Plus is built to realize your ideas and capture your vision. Bring it with the next generation of Galaxy.
DVF, Serena D emailed, do you still stand by your statement that Viagra is the worst thing to happen to women?
Yes.
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 Why is that?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because there was a certain equality, right? Women can't have children, or it's harder to have. Right now you can, but it's right. harder to have children after a certain age. And men, you know, kind of, so there was evened out. Now, they take the Viagra and all these old droopy guys, they all get like, yeah!
That's right.
And that is really, come on.
That's right.
It's bad. They're all walking around with these hard-ons that last forever.
Oh, I don't know. I don't get specific that.
Yes, well, I know. Well, I mean.
God, oh, God.
Oh, my God, that is really...
I think I'm going to come and co-host this with you.
I think you are co-hosting. Yeah. I think you are. Julianne Noah A. said, I can't believe you're playing Gloria Steinem in the upcoming biopic about her life. Can you tell us anything about the film?
It's cool. It's very, very cool. There are lots of Glorias. There are two little girls who play Gloria Steinem. Alicia Vikander plays one version of Gloria. I play a Gloria.
Wow.
We have amazing actresses. You know, Bette Midler plays Bella Abzug.
Wow. Oh, yeah. That's great.
Lorraine Toussaint plays Flo Kennedy.
I can't wait. When is this coming in?
Probably next, maybe by the end of the year or next year. Janelle Monáe plays Dorothy Pittman Hughes.
Okay, let's go to the phone. Cheryl from Connecticut. Hey, Cheryl, what's your question?
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, Andy. My question's for Diane.
Okay.
Diane, who was the very first celebrity that wore your clothes that made you feel like you made it as a designer?
Sybil Shepherd in, what's the name of the movie? With Robert De Niro.
Oh, Taxi Driver? Oh, well, there you go.
Wow.
Wow. Okay,
that's a big one.
Let's go to Jackie from Idaho for Julianne Moore. Hey, Jackie, what's your question?
Hey, so I was curious, Julianne, have you reconnected with Marissa Tomei since she found out the two of you are cousins?
Yes.
And then what's the best and worst part of being family with her now?
Oh, okay. So I've known Marissa since she was 19 and loved her, and we've been friends and seen each other, you know, back and forth. I found out, actually, before it was revealed on the show, because a friend of mine was editing the show and said, oh, my God, Marissa Tomei is your cousin.
That's hilarious.
I texted her, and I was like, oh, my God. The best part is that she's my cousin, and then I can tell everybody that she's my cousin. And
and your Oscars can have play dates.
That's right.
Yes. Let's go to Julie from Indiana with a question for DVF. What's your question, Julie?
Hi, Andy. I just wanted to say mazel to you on your new baby.
Thank you.
He is easily the cutest baby ever.
Thank you.
And my question is for Diane. Okay. Since you did it first, did Barbara Streisand go to you for any advice on cloning her dog?
Oh.
Oh, good question.
Well, it's really my husband. I was a little, I was a little afraid of that. And, but we do have clone dogs, and they're wonderful, and they are just
great. Did you talk to Streisand about that?
No, I didn't.
No. Let's go to Alex from New York. Hey, Alex, what's your question?
Hi, Andy.
Hey.
I have a question for Julianne. Actually, I'm curious about why did you leave the movie Can You Ever Forgive Me? And what did you think about Melissa McCarthy in that role?
I didn't leave that movie. I was fired.
Were you?
Yeah. Nicole fired me.
Really?
So, yeah,
was
that's the truth.
Was there a reason that you...
I think she didn't like what I was doing.
Oh, really? Yeah. So you started shooting it?
No, we hadn't shot... We'd just been kind of rehearsing and doing pre-production and stuff, and I think that her idea of where the character was different than where my idea of the character was, and so she fired me.
And did you see the movie?
I haven't yet, because it's still kind of painful. I love Melissa McCarthy. I worship her. I think she's fantastic. So I'm sure she's great. But that's the story.
I mean, that must feel so rejected to be fired.
It's pretty bad. The only other time I was fired was when I was working at a yogurt stand when I was 15.
Yes.
So it felt bad. Yeah.
Oi. Diane, Amber C. texted, what is the key to your marriage lasting so long?
Oh, Barry gets all the credits.
Really? That's nice. Diane, Jen R. wants to know, how old does Andy's son have to be before he gets to go on your yacht?
How about this summer?
All right. I wrote that question.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I didn't. No, I actually didn't. I did not. It's game time, everybody. Diane's 2014 memoir, The Woman I Wanted to Be, then you know she's lived a fascinating life. But for this game's sake, I hope Julianne has not quite cracked it open yet, because it's time to play DVF or WTF. Our announcer, Paul, will read facts about DVF, then Julianne and I will guess if they are true or false. DVF will reveal. Paul, what's the first fact?
Back in the day, DVF had a brief love affair with Richard Gere.
Julianne, I am going to say this is true. I think DVF has had some wonderful love affairs in her life, and I'm going to say it's true.
I'm going to go with what the
Okay.
Yeah.
DVF?
Well, it was a
DVF had a disco dance-off with Cher at Studio 54.
Julianne?
I think it probably happened. Yeah,
did that happen?
Actually, no.
Oh, my God!
All right.
It could have.
Yes!
It could have happened.
Okay, Paul.
DVF is always sure to have herring in stock in every one of her refrigerators.
Herring.
Herring. No. No.
I don't know that I've ever seen you eat herring. Yeah. I don't think it's true.
And in every refrigerator?
Yeah, that's a lot of fridges. Is that true?
I love herring.
Oh! Who knew? DVS!
Oh, my God!
I come from Belgium.
Yes, okay.
Yeah,
Paul,
okay.
What's next?
That's great.
DVF can swim for 2 hours straight.
I know the answer to this. I've seen her do it. She can swim for 2.5 hours straight.
I believe
in the open ocean.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay, Paul, we have time for one more.
Harry Styles once threw up in the master bedroom of DVF's yacht.
Harry Styles.
Oh.
I know he's been on the boat.
You don't know whether he's
I don't up. Feel that he would have gone to the master bedroom bathroom if he was gonna throw up.
Right.
Yes.
Throw up.
Yes, that was the fact. So that didn't happen, right? He did not throw up.
Did he throw up on your boat?
I hope not.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you very much for playing. It's Ariella. I mean, your character, she goes out dancing. I don't want to reveal too much.
Yeah, she meets some guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has lunch with her girlfriends, like, you know, Rita Wilson. She just does what she wants. It's a really great character.
I love it.
Yeah. It's a really fun, funny movie, and it makes you feel good. So
anytime there's a movie that you're in,
I mean, how about nobody makes one good movie after another.
It's true.
Good movie.
I have some stinkers, really. I do. No.
Name one stinker that you've been in.
Yeah. Next.
Next.
That was a big stinker.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was really bad.
All right, now we need to find out.
I'm sure you look good in it.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure she does. Yeah. Yes. Let's go to Emily from Rhode Island. Hey, Emily, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. My question is for both Julianne and Diane. Ladies, I was wondering, what is your favorite memory of Karl Lagerfeld?
You worked with him a lot, didn't you,
Julianne?
I did.
The very first time I met him, I think my favorite memory is when he brought me over to see the Chanel show, and I went and had lunch at his house, and he sat next to me and talked the entire time, and he left. And he goes, see, wasn't that nice? We never once talked about dresses. And it's true, he didn't. He talked about everything.
Right.
And he was such a wonderful, erudite, entertaining, loving person, always, you know, so, yeah. What about you?
Well, I've known him through the years. I mean, I've known him really fat, and then I've known him really skinny, and then I've known him in Louis the 14th kind of decor, and then in the very modern one. But whatever it is, he's very, very smart, very, very funny, provocative,
yeah,
and
he'll be missed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's time for my mazel of the day. DVF, I thought I would let you do the honors. What's your mazel of the day?
Well, it's like it is every day, but this week more is to honor all women for International Women's Day and remind the women to be to their being themselves and own it. Own it.
And be the woman you want to be, right?
That's right. Yeah.
That's right. And be the woman who wants it all. It's a lot of work to want it all, and the children, and the this, and the that. It's a lot of work, but it's worth it.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to skip the jackhole and let DVFs tell us about this ring, because it's gorgeous.
Yeah. It's a chewing gum.
I want to thank Diane, Julianne, and Ariel. Von Furstenberg, the 10th anniversary of the DVF Awards is April 11th. Julianne Moore can be seen in Gloria Bell in New York and LA tomorrow, nationwide next week. Ariella Suster is one of last year's honorees from the DVF Awards. She's from El Salvador. She's the founder of the fashion and accessories brand Sequence, which is a social enterprise with the mission to disrupt the cycle of violence that limits at-risk youth. That's amazing. Very cool. And people can vote in the DVF Awards?
Well, yes. This year is the 10th anniversary. It's already 10 years. And we give 5 prizes. But one of the prizes is for people to vote. And the reason I do that is that because part of what we give is money, but also exposure. And if I can expose 4 people, even though only one will win, I've done more work.
That's great.
So you go on dvfawards.com and you see about the 4 incredible women and you vote for one of them. You can only vote for one.
That's great. Julianne, Lisa G wants to know, since you've cried in a lot of scenes, what's your all-time favorite and least favorite crying scene you've done?
All-time favorite crying
favorite
scene?
Favorite crying scene.
I don't know
scene.
That I can choose.
When you become Alzheimer's.
Oh. That
yes.
That's a good. That's actually
for that.
A good crying scene.
That's amazing.
That's good.
That is a good one.
Okay, let's. Julianne, Daniel G wants to know who is a better kisser in The Kids Are All Right, Mark Ruffalo or Annette Bening?
Oh man, that's a tough one.
That is.
They were both really good.
Let's go to Maya from New York. Hey Maya, what's your question?
Hi, my question's for DVF.
Okay.
What is your favorite memory from your days at Studio 54, and what was your friendship like with Andy Warhol? Ooh.
Okay, so Andy Warhol was somebody I knew really well, and I saw him a lot. I don't know if I was a friend, because he was very much of a voyeur. You know, people say, oh, it must have been so interesting. The truth is that he was either taping you or asking you a question or taking a Polaroid. So he was a voyeur. But he sure saw a lot, because he guessed what was going to happen to society.
He did.
He sure did.
Predicted it all.
Branding and icon. I mean, the whole thing and the reality, everything. So he would have gone crazy with the internet.
Yeah. And best memory of Studio 54?
Oh, the best memory is probably something I can't remember.
Yes. Angie from Iowa. Hey, Angie, what's your question?
I mean, he's asking.
Hi.
Hi.
My question is for Julianne Moore.
Okay. Yep.
Out of Amanda Seyfried, Annette Bening, and Ellen Page, which was your favorite kiss?
Oh, man, that's not fair.
You love all those women.
I love all of those women.
Kissed a lot of ladies.
I think I kissed, Ellen the most.
Yeah, you kissed her the most.
I kissed her the most. Yeah. So maybe her, maybe Ellen. Yeah. Yeah. Kissed a lot of ladies, yeah.
Yes, I like that. Everybody
can
go
I
to.
See you after?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
everybody go to DVFAwards.com to vote for the 10th anniversary DVF Awards that take place April 11th. See Gloria Bell in New York and LA theaters tomorrow and next week everywhere. And look out for Ariana's sister. Sequence is the brand. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Samsung, and the new Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus.
A ridiculously powerful camera, intelligent battery, and an immersive screen in a slim, balanced form.
Galaxy S10 Plus.
The next generation Galaxy is here.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat!
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.